here, okay?
Okay, good morning. And before we introduce Mike officially, I thought I would, we were here together a week ago and introduced Rob at that time. And I think we talked about, there were a lot of reasons we were excited about Rob, and certainly one of them was his ability to put together not just a good but a great staff. And I think yesterday's announcement about North Turner and some of the assistants that are either going to be staying or joining us are certainly proving those out. And I think Rob is well on the way to completing his staff. I think he'll name an outstanding defensive coordinator here in the next few days. And we certainly look forward to sharing that news. So as excited as we were about Rob a week ago, we remain that excited, in fact, more excited a week later after we've had a chance to watch him work and see the staff that he's put together. Now, we said at the outset, I think it was on December 31st, Joe and I did, that we're going to hire a coach first and then hire a general manager slash player personnel person second. And Joe and I once again had the opportunity to talk to several talented people that could have filled that role. Matter of fact, we were very, very impressed with the type of individuals that were interested in filling that position with the Cleveland Browns. There was one individual, however, that I think stood out in a very strong field as being, one, extremely smart, two, having really phenomenal passion, three, a great work drive, and I think equally or more importantly to those three characteristics, and they're all obviously very important, tremendous knowledge of football. And when Joe and I started talking about what we wanted for our general manager, we talked about two things. One, an outstanding player evaluator, okay? And I think that's probably a given in the general manager's role. The second thing we wanted, though, and I think something that a lot of people candidly overlook, is we wanted somebody that understood how to put together a team. And we've talked consistently around here since the first day on August 3rd that we wanted to put together a consistent winner, not a team that won one year and then fell back, that consistently contended for division, conference, and Super Bowl championships. And I think Mike Lombardi will help us do this. And over the past really particularly week, but really 2 weeks as we started to focus on this, I had the opportunity to talk to several people in the business, and you all are going to want to know who they are, but I'm not going to name them, who I respect. These are people at the very top of the NFL business, the most respected people in the business. And without exception, every one of them said this: if you can get Mike Lombardi to be your general manager, you should hire him immediately. Joe has known Mike a lot longer than I have, and I'm going to let Joe say a few words in a second. But in the time that Mike and I have spent together, I've been very, very impressed. And I'll just repeat what I said earlier. Smarts, passion, drive. He wants to win. He wants to win badly. But also with the knowledge he has of the league, the NFL, players, college players, et cetera. And I know we got the very best possible person to be a GM. I think we've now completed the team, if you will, at the top. Rob's got to fill in some assistants. And just very, very pleased to have Mike as our GM. Before Joe says a few words, though, I do want to introduce Mike's by far better half, who I met for the first time today, Millie. And it's Millie's birthday today. I did not ask her what birthday it was, but it's Millie's birthday today. And on Millie's right is one of Mike's two sons, Matt, who's a senior at Delaware, and I think wants to get in the football business when he finishes school. So great to have both of you. Matt was actually born in Cleveland, and Millie, of course, was here with Mike when Mike was here before. So I'm going to let Joe make a few remarks, and then we'll introduce Mike. Joe?
Just adding on to what Jimmy said, I mean, we were really lucky and frankly pleasantly surprised at the quality of people that we were able to meet over the last week or 10 days. It was a very difficult decision. A lot of what differentiated Mike was, as Jimmy mentioned, the idea of building teams versus picking players. There are a lot of teams in the league that pick players and don't really have a clear understanding of the difference between doing that and assembling a team where people complement each other. You're creating the right culture, attitude, work ethic, picking players that fit your particular program as opposed to just picking good players that end up making personnel people look good necessarily and not necessarily making the team any better. I've had the pleasure of working with Mike. I've stayed in touch with and had a relationship with Mike since we worked together. I know the effectiveness when we were together, as well as the years of talking, you know, before and after drafts about players we liked and didn't like. So I feel like I have as first-hand knowledge on his ability to evaluate players, which is the most important thing he's going to do, as I could possibly have on anybody we could hire. I also witnessed Mike hire scouts and young scouts and see them develop. I think you're all familiar with the scouting staff that was here when he's here in Cleveland and what many of those people have gone on to. So I think he has a good eye for scouts as well as having a good eye for talent. So that was what drove the decision. He has a tremendous passion to come back here to Cleveland to be part of this organization and help us turn it around. And as you've heard, those are the kind of qualities we're looking for. So I introduce with pleasure and confidence our new Vice President of Player Personnel, Mike Lombardi.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jimmy. I tremendously appreciate this great opportunity. I want to thank my wife, Millie, and Matthew for coming today. I stand before all of you very humbled and honored to be back in the Cleveland Brown organization. I think I can speak with authority. Having been here before, I know how passionate the fans are. I know how important football is to Northeast Ohio. And I am really excited to show that I can do the job effectively, that I will be the person that can help add to the team, can help build a football team and be part of a winning team alongside of Jimmy and Joe and Rob and everyone else in the organization. It's a great honor and a great privilege for me to come back. And, you know, when we left in 96 after the team moved, it was heartbreaking for me as it was for all of you in this room. And I think we've all grown from those days. I know I have. And I think our careers have all grown. And I think I stand in front of you different in terms of professionally and personally and with more passion than ever. When you do the media stuff, and I know your job well, I did it. I enjoyed it. I loved it. But I missed Sundays at 1 o'clock, and I really wanted to get back in the league, and I wanted to get back with people that I felt very comfortable with and that I knew I was. I was with Joe in Philadelphia, had a great working relationship with, and I think anybody that meets Jimmy knows his passion and his desire to win is important. And I think being a part of a team, being in a culture where we can create a winning atmosphere has really been important to me, and I'm really looking forward to doing that. And I think this gives me the opportunity to do that. And as we move forward, I think it'll be a great situation, and I'm really excited to do it. So without further ado, I appreciate it. I look forward to it. I know the expectations, and I know the reactions as I walk in here, but I take them as a positive. I never shied away from a challenge. I'm excited for it. And I think I'm ready to do it because I really want to do it. And I think part of it, anything you want to do in life, is to prove your intent and also to prove how to reward people for what they are. And I know how important football is here. So that's what I plan on doing.